And I'm Barbara Klein. Another Arctic blast is about to turn the Midwestern U.S. into an icebox. Cold air from the Arctic is pushing down into the U.S. as far south as the Gulf Coast. From Minnesota Public Radio, Matt Sepik reports several states are getting ready for bone-chilling temperatures that could prove dangerous.
Frigid temperatures are nothing new in Minnesota, but the forecast here goes far beyond the average winter cold snap. By Sunday night, temperatures in the Twin Cities metro could fall to minus 27, the coldest here in 17 years. Governor Mark Dayton has ordered all public schools closed Monday. The last time a Minnesota governor ordered schools closed because of cold weather was in 1997. The Packers 49ers game in Green Bay, Wisconsin Sunday could be the NFL's chilliest ever, with a high of minus 1 and a nighttime low of minus 22 with gusty winds. The cold snap is expected to end Wednesday, and temperatures could climb above freezing by next weekend. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.
One of Mexico's top drug traffickers is under arrest in the Netherlands. Terry Schultz reports the U.S. is seeking his extradition to face charges in California.
Dutch prosecutors say they're holding José Rodrigo Arechigo Gamboa, a 33-year-old Mexican suspected of being a leader in the powerful Sinaloa cartel. Arechigo was nabbed in Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport as he disembarked a KLM flight from Mexico City. Dutch police say U.S. authorities tipped them off that Arechigo would be flying there under a false name and asked them to arrest him. The U.S. Attorney's Office in San Diego is seeking to extradite Arechigo on charges of trafficking methamphetamines, cocaine, and marijuana. He's also suspected of being a top assassin in a group of hitmen who call themselves the Anthrax. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
In Iraq's Anbar province, the head of police says al-Qaeda-linked fighters have seized control of the center of Fallujah, the same strategic city U.S. forces secured 10 years ago and lost more than 140 troops in the battle. The State Department says the U.S. is working with Iraq's Shiite-led government and tribal leaders fighting to push the extremists out. After several delays, South Sudanese rebels and government negotiators are due to meet tomorrow in Ethiopia to try to negotiate a peace deal. More than 1,000 people have been killed and 200,000 driven from their homes in several weeks of ethnic violence. EU Representative Alex Rondos is at the talks demanding an immediate ceasefire.
That must happen now. People are suffering and dying. And we cannot afford to tolerate people suffering in that way while politicians haggle in a nice hotel.
Participants are gathered in Addis Ababa to find consensus on how to proceed with a ceasefire that both sides have agreed to in principle. This is NPR. President Obama is calling on Congress to restore the government's long-term unemployment benefits program as soon as it gets back to business. Some 1.3 million out-of-work Americans lost the federal supplement because the program expired last week. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said he would sign legislation that renews benefits for 3 months. France is moving to make it easier to get a divorce. The French government says it'll amend the civil law code to allow couples to divorce without appearing before a judge. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports critics accuse the government of simplifying a process they say is already too easy.
The majority socialist party says it will present a proposal to speed up divorces of consenting couples next week. French Justice Minister Christiane Taubira will be in charge of the proposal. She's the minister who pushed through France's new law authorizing same-sex marriage and adoption last year. The divorce measure isn't likely to endear her any further to conservatives. Under the proposal, a court clerk could approve divorces if both spouses agree on the separation. A spokesman for France's socialist government says simplifying the process will let highly trained court clerks handle easy divorces while freeing up judges for difficult breakups. Opponents say the plan will further weaken the institution of marriage. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.
A small plane made an emergency landing this afternoon on a busy New York City expressway. The single-engine aircraft had 3 people on board when it landed on the Major Deegan Expressway in the Bronx. There are no reports of serious injuries, and remarkably, there are also no reports of car accidents resulting from the surprise landing. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Walt